Welcome to Thursday Thoughts at Resonance 7, where we reflect on the reality of God and resolve to let it resound in our lives, repeatedly. Let's think about this. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? James 1, 2, and 3. Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds, for you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. Notice it does not say if you meet trials, but when. So the answer to the questions that start this stanza are yes, trials, temptations, and trouble. But this verse speaks to the purpose in them. Make a short mental list of the ones that are a part of your life today. We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So when we face those things, we basically have two options, worry or pray. And they are not mutually exclusive. We can worry and pray, but we need not. Take that mental list to Him right now. Don't be discouraged. Just take it to the Lord in prayer and leave it with Him. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Matthew 11:28. Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Another rhetorical question, but this time the answer is an emphatic no. We can never find another friend like Jesus who shares our burdens and invites us into a rest which only He offers. Have you received that rest? Will you walk in it today? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Romans 8:26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. But the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. To be known and still loved is a powerful thing. Jesus knows the worst of us and yet invites us to bring everything to Him. When we lack the capacity to know how to do that, the Spirit helps us even then to take it all to Jesus. Praise Him for His friendship. Take a few moments and talk to Jesus about what has come to your mind, or just listen to what He's saying to you. Then I will read our text once more. Have we trials and temptations? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Can we find a friend so faithful who will all our sorrows share? Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Take the mindfulness of God's presence cultivated in these last few minutes into the next ones and beyond. Until next time, be resonant.